Say because he lives, I can face tomorrow, but it's as if he lives, but we don't live, or we live, but he doesn't live. So let's be all alive along with him. Amen. Let's sing because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
God sent his son, hallelujah, they call him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive, he bled and died, to buy my pardon, and like the grave is there to prove. And life is worth living.
cross the river, I'll fight life's fight no more. With my Lord Jesus, hand in hand, and then I say, His will to victory, and faith and life of glory for my glory.
God bless you. Now we can feel that He lives and we live. Amen. Because He lives, I live. It's not my own life. It's His life in me. And if His life is in me, I will sing. Amen. I will sing for His own glory. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for bringing us back again to your house, for taking care of us along the week, O Lord. We have been to our different places, colleges, workplaces, traveling, and everything we did, O Lord. Your hand has been upon us, O Lord. And now that we are gathered into your house, let it be a time that we'll always remember, O Lord, that we have been standing in the presence of our Creator. Grant us the deepest desire of our hearts, O Lord. We commit our brethren, we are still traveling to their way to come here. Grant them traveling mercies. Be with us now, O Lord. We commit our pastor into your hand. Be with him, bless him where he is, O Lord. And bring him, give him a good rest and all his family, and bring them back safely, O Lord. Bless our brother Wilmo, who is not feeling well, O Lord. Let your healing hand be upon him and heal him for the sake of your glory. In the precious name of our Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank the Lord for his people in our midst. We thank the Lord for our brother from Trinidad, is he? God bless you. You are amidst your brothers. You are in the midst of the children of God, so there's no visitor in our midst. This is your home. Feel comfortable and worship your God. Amen. Brother Shelton, God bless you. I saw Sister Lillian as well. We praise the Lord for her presence. Let's read Exodus 20, verse 3, and then Matthew 6, verse 24, for our Sunday school lesson. Exodus 20, verse 3. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Amen. Amen. Matthew 6, 24. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. The topic today, I wanted to name it, to title it, The Power of Money. But I thought I would rather call it the danger of money. Amen. Amen. Because the power of money, it's both sides. Money is a good thing. Amen. We need money in this church. So when we talk about the power of money, it implies both aspects of money, good and wrong, good and bad. Amen. But I want to focus on the danger of money. Because money is a good thing. It gives a lot of opportunity. It opens a lot of doors, and it can help even further the kingdom of God. It can help save souls and so forth. But we want to focus on the other aspect of money. We are still on our topic, worship, how to worship God. And today we wanted to, you remember last time we were talking about putting God first in everything we do. God must come first. But there is a danger that money may become something that you worship instead of God. Money may take precedence in your life, and you may, not knowing it, have replaced God by whatever comes before God. The prophet says, let's just read it before we kick in. It's in the Be Certain of God, 1959. People today are idol worshippers because they worship idols. Some of them worship movie stars. Some worship money for idols. And some worship television stars as idols. But all that you put before God is an idol. Let it be whatever it may be. Anything we put before God is an idol. That's why God said, you will never have another God before me. Sometimes we just see it as a statue that you go and kneel down before. But we have many gods that come our way that if we are not careful, we will be worshiping them, still thinking we worship God. Today, we are focusing on money. Matthew 26, Jesus spoke about mammon. And many translations of the Bible put mammon for money, which is true at some extent. But mammon is not really money itself. Mammon is the spirit behind money that will make you do things that are against the will of God. That the spirit that will lead you in the use of money that will bring you fulfill your human desires, your fleshly desires. That is mammon. Money in itself, used correctly, is not mammon. Amen? But mammon is that evil spirit that when you have money, instead of using it, instead of putting God first in your top priority list, money becomes now your leader. Money becomes now the end of all your motives in life. So we'll see today that money is a danger to us believers, whether you have it or you don't have it. Because many times we focus only on those who have money. And we see them when they say about, be careful about money, you see, such brother has 10,000 million. He has 1 million euros. So it's about that brother. But we fail to notice, to understand that lacking money may make you to start worshiping money as well. Amen. The pursuit of looking for money may make you become an idolater. Having money is one thing, but lacking money is another thing that will push you to worship money. Amen. We need to be very careful because many times we worship money. But you say, how can I worship money because I'm a poor? You fail to realize that you are worshiping money in your way, in the way you look for money. You put it before God. You are so thirsty of money. You are so after finding money that God comes last in your list. You are after being seduced by mammon. Amen? It's very important for us to understand that. And we want to emphasize, we want to focus on that aspect. We are not very rich people. Of course, spiritually we are rich. But when it comes to the things of this world, we are not that much rich. But don't be seduced. Don't be fooled by what you perceive as being money worship. Just thinking that it's only when I get many cars and the big houses that I start to worship money. No. lacking money is a big trap that may bring you into idolatry in worshiping money. And sometimes people who don't have money are more money worshippers than people who have money. Amen. It's very important that we have that, we don't lose that focus. So, money, as I said, is a danger whether you have it or you don't have it. So when you have money, what is the danger? We see it in this country, these countries that we live in, Europe and all the developed world. When there was not prosperity in these countries, the churches were full. Amen. When the people were poor, when there was the potato hunger in this country, when people were starving, the churches were full. Because there was nothing they could rely on. There was that thirst of God in their hearts. But the time people start being blessed materially, financially, the need of God decreases in their life. Amen. Amen. The need of God decreases in one's life when he doesn't see in his physical life the need of God. When they have a house, they have a nice car out there, they have a health insurance, they have a police station by the corner, the turner for the corner, they have life insurance. There's many insurances now. Life insurance, teeth insurance, ear insurance, many, many of them. And when someone can sit and look at all those insurances he has, the fridge is full. The car is there and the tank is full. And he check his bank account, he see everything is there. So what does he need God for? That's the trap you fall into. You rely in your money rather than relying in God. Jesus knew that when he gave this parable, Luke 12 from verse 16. I'm going to read while sister is finding it. And he spoke a parable to them saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. He was blessed materially. And he thought within himself saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he says, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. So he was blessed. He paid for this, he paid for insurance, he paid for taxes, there was nothing he can do with his riches anymore. He said, I will spare it somewhere. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have much goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. No mention of God in this verse. He puts all his trust. Now he says, I've made all my provisions for my rainy years, for my dark years, and everything. Now, my soul, you can rest. I don't need God in my life anymore. That's the danger of money. You don't see, God doesn't mean anything for you anymore. And when we say God doesn't mean anything for you, it's not only God as we see him as that great being. You may not curse God, but all that represents God, that is God. The word of God is God. The minister that stands here to speak in God's behalf, that is God. And you will start despising the ministry. That's the danger of money. Because you know, I paid 1,000 euro or 10,000 euro tithes. And you see the pastor changing a car. You say, this must be my 10,000 euros I paid last month. And the pastor, you start to see him as someone who is worth nothing much because you have money. You paid him a ticket, you paid him a rent, you did it. And God doesn't represent that value he had before you became rich. There's a big danger. That's why we always insist that a ministry shouldn't rely on businessmen. Amen. If you have a calling from God, it's a danger for us ministers sometimes. Someone will be seated there, he knows that I have money. If you want to go to evangelize to China, I'll pay a bill for him and a five-star hotel. Ministers, many times, they fall in that trap, and that man becomes the true pastor of the church. Whatever he wants to do, whatever he thinks there, it will be preached here on the pulpit. If he goes somewhere and that sting of polygamy, that the devil stings him, he comes here, he goes and gets a second, a third, a fifth wife, the pastor will come on the pulpit and change the doctrine of the church. Why? Because it came from Mammon leading someone, and the pulpit not having enough discernment to understand that Mammon is taking power in church, that spirit will take over and it will destroy everything in the church. So money is a very big trap for you. When you get it, the consideration you had for God, many times it will fall. But we know we have people. That's why, get the Holy Spirit before you get money. Amen. Amen. Ask for new birth before you get money. And I said it last week. Many of us, God doesn't bless us because he sees. Amen. Because he sees in you that this brother, this man, if I give him only, not even too much money, 10,000 euro, I will find him in church anymore. He won't come to church anymore. Because the head starts going there. You know, I can go. Every time he passes, he see a billboard there. You know, Lady Gaga is coming to Dublin. Ah, okay, what's the ticket about? 300 euro. Okay, I have 10,000. If I take only 300, I'll still have 9,700. You see, God doesn't want to bless many of us because he knows that Mammon is still there waiting for the opportunity to kick in and lead you astray. Get the Holy Spirit before you get all this, you ask for these all blessings. Because when the Holy Spirit is there, Mammon won't come to seduce you. The Holy Spirit will be in control. Your money will be. We are so grateful to God that we have rich people in the message today that are still humble. Amen. That can still, when his pastor correct him, he say, thank you, pastor. Amen. When the pastor says, brother, I don't want you to do that because it's against the word of God. Amen. Though he is a millionaire, he will say, I apologize. When his pastor says, brother, you have sinned, you have to stand here and you repent before the church, he will come. Though he is a big executive in a big company, Amen. He will come and stand there, apologize and fix his life. Amen. Accept to be rebuked by the word of God. Amen. That's the danger of one side of the dangers of money. So we are going to see the other side. We are just taking highlights. Amen. May the Holy Ghost reveal you more of what we're going to say. In your workplace, everywhere, you can see money is not only the currency. Money is anything that is attached to what money can procure you. Your position. Your position at work, your social rank in society, anything that's attached to privilege, anything that's attached to power, that's the danger behind. But money, as we said, can become a trap as well if you don't have it. What for? Because when you don't have money, you want to take extra shifts. Amen? The pursuit of money, say, okay, there's a service on Sunday, but especially our brethren would do, I'm not against any job, amen, but the care job, it pays well on weekends, you know. Sister Gloria smile. it's just a trap that the devil has put there. Weekdays, they pay you 15 euro per hour, but weekend, they pay you 35 euros. Amen. Just a figure I give. Amen. And they say, if you work on Sunday, they'll pay you such, and there's no tax on it. They won't cut you tax on it. So it's free money. Just, sometimes they say that we'll pay you cash on hand. But just come and work on Sunday. You see, God is here. Mammon is here. Which one do you choose? As we said, if God is top priority in your life, we will see it with your attitude towards money. Where do you put God when it comes to choosing money and God? Spending money and God. Earning money and God. Where do you put what comes first in your priority list? When you accept to take the extra shift because you'll get more money, because it will be tax-free, because you'll earn the consideration of your manager, because you accepted to come and this and that, that's the trap. You are worshiping money, thinking that you will become a money worshiper only when you get €1 million. No, you have no money, but you are worshiping money. That's the danger. Amen. Money can become a trap as well to you because poor people think they don't worship money. But when you see a rich person being blessed, getting more and more money, it makes you jealous. You are worshiping money. Amen. Not being happy because you don't have money and seeing someone else having money makes you jealous. And there's many ways to express jealousy. Jealousy is not only when you say, oh, well, I don't like him, but he does. No, no, no. But your brother gets a new car, you say, ah, these are Chinese cars, you know. My brother, be humble enough to say, brother, God bless you. You got a new car. I'm happy for that. Amen. It's simple. If you want to get the same, go and ask your brother. Brother, what did you do to get that car? I prayed, I said, do the same. Amen. Even if it's a Chinese, it's a new car. Amen. Be humble enough. You are hiding behind, oh no, brother, you know, these things of new cars, you know. Women will start following you. Who told you women will follow? Because only if there is a new car. If you don't have a car, a woman will still follow you. Amen. So don't hide behind those appearance of holiness. But it's just mammon in your heart because you don't have. Because your brother has got a blessing that you don't have, mammon in your heart not being satisfied, say, he's a sinner. Who told you that only sinners can buy new cars? The worship of mammon by lacking money can even lead you to backsliding. Amen? Can even lead you to backsliding. You come to church this Sunday, Brother Shelton, say, God bless me, I got a new car. The other Sunday, Brother Vladimir, God bless me, I got a new house, brand new. You are not blessed. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. Such sister comes, I've been blessed with, I don't know. People after people giving testimony. If you are not careful and discern mammon in you, it may to take you to think that God is unfaithful. Amen. It may lead you to reason about God's love towards you. And when you open that door, mammon starts pulling you back. And one day you'll just wake and say, I'm not going to church. God doesn't love me. God hates me. God is not faithful. All these promises about blessing, 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 it becomes something that irritates you. And you will just backslide. Why? Because your worship of money took precedence on your love of God. Amen. It is very important that we understand all these aspects. Not having money is a big trap that can lead you far from God. But if God is the most important resource you have in your life, having him, as we say, we sang last Sunday, I love you more than gold and all the treasures of the world. Having you is my riches. So where I have money, that's why Paul said, what shall separate us from the love of God? Whether I have money or I don't have money, but when God is in me, that's enough for me. Even if I have to live on dry biscuits and tap water, but as long as my soul is satisfied of the presence of God in me, I say praise be to God. Amen. Amen. We have not, excuse me, we don't have many rich people in our midst. That's why I want to insist on the other category. We may be blinded by the fact that I don't have a lot of money in my bank account, so money worship is not my business. But consider the other aspect. You may become a money worshiper not knowing it. Amen. Just because you don't have money. There's many things that could be said, but our time is up. May the Holy Spirit reveal to you what we didn't say. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your kindness. We said these things, O Lord, but you know how to place it in your people's hearts, O Lord. Reveal them what we didn't say, and especially the life behind what we said, O Lord, because you said, my words are spirit and life. Let whatever we put in this sermon, in this teaching, as our own thoughts be taken away, and you only believe, enter your people's hearts, O Lord. Take now control of the rest of the service in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. God bless you.